The Norwegian Nobel Committee cited Mr. Ahtisaari for his important efforts on several continents and over more than three decades to resolve international conflicts. Garrett Evans, president of the International Crisis Group, an independent organization working to prevent and resolve deadly conflicts, knows Mr. Ahtisaari well, since he was chairman of the ICG for 4 years. Evans says Atisari's peace efforts span the globe.
First of all, he was the UN Special Representative managing the whole transition to peace in Namibia in Southwest Africa in the late 80s. He was the special negotiator representing the EU in the negotiations to end the fighting in Kosovo in 1999. He was the leader of the peace negotiations in Aceh in Indonesia, 2005. And, of course, was much involved in the whole Kosovo process, again, from the mid-2000s through to the present day.
Evans describes Mr. Ahtisaari as an outstanding diplomat and explains what makes him such a successful negotiator.
It's the combination of this immense personal charm together with a tough, no-nonsense, tell-it-like-it-is approach to conducting negotiations. There's no doubt about the toughness. Strobe Talbot, the former U.S. Deputy Secretary of State, described his role in the 99 Kosovo peace process as playing Mr. Hammer to Turner Murden's Mr. Anvil, with Milosevic being what was beaten between the two of them. That captures that side of him, but it's important to appreciate that without the personal qualities of charm and humor and so on, that add all those extra dimensions to his effectiveness, he probably wouldn't have had the achievements he has.
The 71-year-old Mr. Ahtisaari was a schoolteacher before joining Finland's foreign ministry in 1965. He was a senior Finnish diplomat when in 1977 was named the United Nations envoy for Namibia. At the UN, he rose to the post of Under-Secretary General. In 1994, Mr. Ahtisaari was elected president of Finland but did not seek re-election in 2000. Since that time, he has continued to devote himself to international peace efforts. Gareth Evans says by awarding the Peace Prize to Mr. Ahtisaari, the Nobel Committee has gone back to its peace and security roots.
There really is a case out there for a big international award for public policy generally or for human rights specifically, because the Nobel's raison d'etre, its core rationale, has always been conflict prevention, conflict resolution, peace and security. And we've been 3 or 4 years now without that being a central theme. And I think it is important to restate that.
Evans was referring to the fact that in the past few years, Nobel Peace Prize winners included Iranian human rights lawyer Shirin Ebadi, Kenyan environmentalist Wangari Maathai, and former U.S. Vice President Al Gore for his work on climate change. This year's Nobel Peace Prize will be presented to Martti Ahtisaari on December 10th in Oslo. Andre Dineshnera, VOA News, Washington.